Hello? Is it on? Okay, I couldn't hear myself. It's children's story time if you couldn't hear before. Hi, guys. I will go this way. How are you guys today? I heard two answers. Luis, I know you know how to talk. How is your day? Good? That's good. Oh, yay, one more person. How are you? You're good? That's good. Well, I have a story for you guys today, and I brought some friends to help me tell it. I got some puppets for you. This is Mr. Elephant. And he's looking around the jungle for some friends. He wants to have a conversation with somebody. He wants to play board games with somebody. He wants to go swimming with somebody. He wants to play with some friends. So Mr. Elephant is looking for some friends, and he comes across Mr. Monkey. And Mr. Monkey's swinging through the trees, having a good time. And Mr. Elephant comes up and asks him, "Monkey, will you be my friend? Do you want to hang out with me?" And Mr. Monkey takes one look at Mr. Elephant and he goes, "You're too big to swing in trees. You don't look like you're much fun. You can't swing and run like I can." So Mr. Monkey does not want to hang out with Mr. Elephant. And Mr. Elephant is very sad, but he realizes he has an entire jungle to go through. He can find some friends. So he keeps going, and then he comes across Mr. Dog. And he goes, "Oh, Mr. Dog might want to run with me. Mr. Dog, do you want to be my friend?" And the dog looks at him and he goes, "You run too slow. You don't look like you're much fun. I don't want to run with you. You don't go very fast and you can't catch balls in your mouth like I can. You're not much fun." And without even talking to Mr. Elephant, he just goes away. And Mr. Elephant's sad. But that's okay, because he has other animals that he can find. So he keeps going, and he comes to the ocean, and he sees Miss Dolphin. And he goes, "Oh, Miss Dolphin might want to swim with me. That sounds like fun." And Miss Dolphin takes one look at Mr. Elephant, and she goes, "You are too heavy to swim. I don't think you can swim as fast as I can. You don't look like you're much fun." And Miss Dolphin swims away without talking to him anymore. And then Mr. Elephant,
"What? Can I hold that one?"
"You can hold it. Be gentle with it. It took a while." And then finally, Mr. Elephant comes across Mr. Bear. And Mr. Bear's running. Not very fast, but he's running. And he's like, "Mr. Bear, why are you running?" And then Mr. Bear says, "Mr. Tiger's chasing us. He wants to eat us. And we're running for our lives." And Mr. Elephant goes up to Mr. Tiger and goes, "Why are you trying to hurt them? Why are you trying to eat them?" And Mr. Tiger goes, "Because I'm hungry. And they look delicious. So get out of my business, because they're not your friends. They're just animals." And Mr. Elephant goes, "Just because they don't like me doesn't mean they can't be my friends someday." And he scares the tiger away by blowing his trunk really loud. It sounds like a trumpet, a sound that I can't make. Luis, hold up the dolphin. All of the animals come cheering out, "Yay, we're alive, we're saved." Give me that back. Give me. Thank you. And Mr. Elephant is happy because the animals, even though they judged him upon seeing him for the first time and not even talking to him, they came to realize that just because Mr. Elephant looked like he wasn't much fun, when they came to know him, he was a very fun elephant, and they ran and played for the rest of their days. The lesson here is, do not judge someone based on their appearance or what you first think of them, because when you get to know someone, they are very much different than when you first meet them. So do not judge anyone. Does anyone want to pray?
Our Father, which art in heaven, Lord, we come to thank you, Lord, for today, Lord. That is a Sabbath, Lord. That we hold a story, Lord. We thank you, Lord. for everything, Lord. Because you gave us life, Lord. Because you can't just take away our breath, Lord. Thank you for everything, Lord. Keep us safe, Lord, in your hands, Lord. And thank you for everything, Lord. Give us the Holy Spirit and knowledge, Lord, as we go on this sermon, Lord. I thank you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Thank you very much.